From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zan Mosier. Newly released state data shows less than half of Missouri school children are meeting grade level expectations in English and math for the second straight year. Critics say the data makes it difficult to judge the performance of individual school districts. The data, released yesterday by the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, does not include district level annual performance report scores, which are used to determine school accreditation. CeCe Tompkins of the nonprofit Children's Education Alliance of Missouri says the single composite score is important to holding districts accountable, especially for families who are eligible to transfer from unaccredited to accredited districts under state law. Overall, statewide test scores show that 49% of students are proficient or advanced in English and 42% in math, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It was the second year that students took a more difficult test that caused steep drops between 2017 and 2018. A sermon at Columbia Church The Crossing has caused some community members to boycott businesses and events with ties to it. According to the Columbia Missourian, The Crossing co-pastor Keith Simon gave a sermon Sunday about gender dysphoria, which the American Psychiatric Association defines as a conflict between a person's assigned gender and the gender they identify as. A group called Concerned Citizens then started a petition on Change.org yesterday to have the True False Film Festival and Ragtag Cinema cut ties with The Crossing, which currently sponsors both organizations. The petition also requested that True False and Ragtag release a public statement emphasizing their dedication to inclusion and protections for all people, while condemning The Crossing's, quote, intolerance of LGBTQ+ and non-binary people, end quote. The petition has more than 800 signatures as of this morning. Sager Broadus Gallery announced in a petition update yesterday that it will be severing ties with The Crossing, which was one of its largest sponsors over the last 5 years. The latest survey of bankers in rural parts of 10 plains in western states, including Missouri, shows an improved rural economy this month, but ongoing trade disputes continue bringing down the economy. The Rural Main Street Survey's overall index climbed from 50.1 in September to 51.4 in October. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says federal crop support payments and higher grain prices helped the October index, but noted nearly three-quarters of bankers said they were being affected negatively by the trade war. Columbia Public School officials are celebrating the latest report card from the state. The district says it shows improvements in student attendance and schools continuing to hit targets in college and career readiness and graduation rates. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says overall, Columbia schools hit or exceeded state's expectations in college and career readiness and graduation rates. Indicators such as assessments, advanced placement, and post-secondary placement are listed as a target in the report. According to the Columbia Missourian, Columbia's average four-year graduation rate is at 89.5%, which is considered on track. Its attendance rates are also on track, with 85 to 90% of students attending 90% of the time. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.